The Director General of GBC, Major Albert Donchebe, will today take his turn at a series of lectures as part of the corporation's 80th anniversary. Among those who delivered earlier lectures are Majority Leader Alban Bagbin and the Minority Leader Osechi Mensah Bonsu. Major Donchebe will be looking at the state of the public service broadcasting, the good, the bad and the ugly. In a pre-lecture interview, Major Donchebe said the future looks bright for GBC with the migration to digital broadcasting. He said GBC is likely to have 10 channels to include specialized channels to address the growing crave for foreign movies and cultures.
With digital transmission, we now have multi-channel television. So GBC is likely to do 10 channels. Already we've done 6. And you can see we are in news, we are in sports, we are in general entertainment, and then we are in religion, and we are in the local language, Ubuntu. We could do one or two more educational channels and still be able to serve the other areas. So we are not only doing education, we are doing education in addition to news, to sports, to general entertainment, to movies, to whatever. One or two more specialized channels to address this educational gap, which is growing by the day, which if we do not address, this country will not be able to move to upper middle income, because we will not be able to educate and produce the knowledgeable mass of people that we need to be able to move from where we are today to where we intend to.
You seem to believe that there's something good ahead for GBC.
Yeah.
And GBC can become a very good public service broadcaster.
Yeah.
But you seem to have a lot of media houses.
Yeah.
The reason you believe that GBC is becoming irrelevant.
Mm.
So then, how then do we get through this to become a good public service broadcaster if the competition is going to get tighter as time goes on?
Why do you think the commercial competition is better? They are better funded. GBC, you can't go to a bank for a loan. We are restrained from even doing all the things that we know as intelligent human beings to develop our corporation.
Major Donchebe said GBC needs the support of all Ghanaians to produce indigenous local content that will fly high the flag of Ghana.
You do not make content available purely because it is popular or purely because it is something that people want to watch. Sometimes you address even minority issues, issues of disability, marginalization, issues of discrimination, issues which may not be the popular wish of the people. People would want to watch entertainment all the time. But a public service broadcaster must seize the opportunity to educate, to inform. And you need to nudge people along. When you switch on television, most of the content is foreign. It is not healthy. Foreign content goes to foreign culture. So the more our children are brought up watching Mexican soap operas, Brazilian sitcoms, nothing Ghanaian, we are losing our heritage. The public service broadcaster is also an ambassador of the country. The BBC, if you go back into the object of their existence, is to fly the flag for Britain. CNN, down there, is to fly the flag for the US. DW is to fly the flag for Germany. So nobody is out there flying your flag. Your public service broadcaster must fly your flag. A strong public service broadcaster translates into a stronger image than. So it is important that we strengthen our indigenous public service broadcaster to be able to put distinctly Ghanaian content out there.